What we accomplished last week was we read, well, listen to the circle of the summons. Okay, we learned that women are not obligated to make a Torah, although they are obligated to know how to function. We also saw the sources, we saw several weeks ago, sources that was hesitant to, or was against women learning the Torah Shabbat Peh, because of the feeling that women weren't intellectually trained, or intellectually equal to the material. But we also saw strong traditions that women were educated, were highly educated in Jewish practice, because they had to know how to function. We saw some interesting discussion about whether they learn from texts or only mimetically. They only learn by being taught by their parents, by their mother. And we saw that there was clearly one tradition in which the women studied texts, whether it was the vernacular or they actually learned Shulchan Aruch. And we saw some very leading scholars who spent time learning with their wives Shulchan Aruch every day. We also saw that the Aruch HaShulchan, the Marduk said that in his time, they only remember what they were learning, they only learned from their mothers, and the situation was that only then he mentions that just had written a book about the Yiddish that the women were learning from, and he was supportive. By the fact that he says he was supportive, it obviously meant that there were people who were against it. But he just testifies to the fact that until this time, which was in the middle late 1800s, there was no book learning generally done by the women. There was obviously very different traditions. As different pieces of Europe, different parts of Europe, confront modernity, where women now getting exposed to more and more education, the communities now respond in varying ways. The pressures we read about in the article by W. Weissman last week, that there was pressures because these women were going to Catholic schools, they were going to the secular schools, the Yiddish school, the Haskell, Allen pressuring, all sorts of pressures, intellectual pressures were coming in, and these women were being exposed to all sorts of foreign ideas. In the radical, tragic cases of like intermarriage and conversion and assimilation of all sorts of forms. But it all clearly was creating a tremendous amount of dissatisfaction amongst the women. The women felt that they were detached from Yiddishkeit. They were intellectually being challenged in secular studies, but Jewish men were being detached. And until we saw that in the early 1900s, the Chafetz Chaim came out with a clear statement that the fact that it was an obligation to teach your daughters Torah, Chaim Soloveitchik, an article was published in 1994, talks about, and I mentioned this last week too, but talks about the transition from what he calls a mimetic tradition, where you essentially learn most of your Yiddishkeit from the home by copying mimetically, to a book-centered tradition, which he says essentially was beginning between the wars and reached its peak. It started really peaking around the 1950s, 1960s. It's a fascinating article, but he makes the point there that with men, there's always a mixture. Men always learn both mimetically, they remember what their fathers and grandfathers did, what was done by the rabbi and the shul, and they learn books. They learn Gemara, they learn Halacha, they learn. Women, by and large, learned only mimetically. That's true, they had supplements. In the cases where they had book learning, fine, but it seems that was only a small supplement. Their knowledge of Yiddishkeit came primarily mimetically. So when the kehila begins disintegrating, and the community and the family begins getting uprooted, there's tremendous immigration going from place to place, where because of the wars, and certainly after World War II, there can't be a mimetic tradition. So it becomes very, very complicated. There's this tremendous transition to the book. And he says, obviously, the ones that are going to be most affected are going to be the women. Because the women that was the only tradition they had was mimetic. And if that's falling to pieces, right, then the only way will it get Jewish knowledge. And we're going to, we saw the Chafetz Chaim, and the Reb Chaim Soloveitchik points out, he said, the Chafetz Chaim saw it in the beginning of the 1900s. He saw it happening. He said he was, but it's, and he's astounded how great a sociologist the Chafetz Chaim was, because the Chafetz Chaim says it. He says, Ka'eg babonotenu rabin kabalat ha'avot nefrodit rovufam ha'pevim 155. Kabalat ha'avot nefrodit rovufam ha'omav. This, you know, the tradition of the fathers, that's the page 263 in English. The Hermetic tradition is becoming weakened. The gamatsui she'en abim kamo v'klav, and they're having the kids, are being uprooted, they're not where their parents are at all. Especially those who are getting secular education, they're learning the language of the people, they're writing the Vaday Mitzvah, Rabbah, and the Meditachman. They must teach, the big mitzvah to teach them Chumash. They got the Vim, and Tuvim, and ethics, and Jewish tradition. So you understand, it's a mitzvah, it's all women are now being involved. He's legitimizing it based on historical social grounds. He's not willing, he doesn't go ahead and say, tax teaching women tomorrow. But he's essentially saying, look, in order for these women to be full, they need this stuff. And therefore it's no longer, the public policy has now been turned on its head. You can't say, look, when you have a good friend, you can say, women are not intelligent, you get it. So public policy says they'll learn everything they need from now. But when they're not learning everything from now, when they're being challenged, the outside world is challenging them, says the Chafetz Chaim, everything is being turned on its head. Essentially, what has happened is, and let me try to give you conceptually, because this is really the key. The key here is that women are allowed to learn. Women are allowed to learn that which they need. We saw the Maril said that already in the 1400s, the postman said, well, you know, they don't need Torah Shabbat, but whatever they need, halacha lemasa, that you teach them. You know, mitzvot and Hashem, you teach them. So what is the Chafetz Chaim saying? He says, well, let's now use that position, we'll just expand a little bit. If what women need to be from is more, give them more. There's as the needs of the generation of women to be from, to be traditional women, expands, so the scope of what we are allowed to teach them expands. Okay? Let's look at this, look on the handout here on source 11A. Meir Hirschowitz points this out. Rav Shmuel, Rav Yosef Sholem Nachmanson, Sholem Meishiv, okay, he's one of the most incredibly prolific writers I've ever met. There are a couple of prolific people. Yosef Sholem lived in the 1800s. He wrote incessantly. He wrote hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of responsa, which comes out in four thick volumes, this high, tiny print. It's just mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. And he was asked by his father, how come in the 1800s they were teaching the daughters Chumash? After all, he says, the Rambam says, L'chatchila, you shouldn't teach them Torah Shebichtav. That's what the Rambam was opinion of. You don't get, I read through the Tshuva, I didn't get a straight answer to the question, but you get the feeling very clearly that he's saying, look, this is what the women need. You gotta teach them Chumash. He doesn't say it. But in between the lines, Rabbi Meir Hirschowitz quotes something very important. I look at the beginning of 11a. V'achak ha-chosif, this is referring to Rabbi Nachmanson, d'lefi ha-ogur mashma b'dinei korbanot v'ashiyot en nashim v'lo. The women, amongst the things they're allowed to learn, they're allowed to learn the laws of korbanot. Mikivan shegam hin chayavot v'korbanot, because they're chayavot v'korbanot. So when it was relevant to them, they learned korbanot. What applies to them, they have to learn. Al-Kain hutru gam kin shud, and therefore they can shechtu, because the women have to know how to shecht, they can shechtu. This is about for private shlita. Public shlita is a slightly different factor. I don't really want to do it. The Hayu Yecholot says, and he quotes, this is a quote, the Hayu Yecholot l'mod shivim trefot mitoch et amud. He says, if they're going to have to learn Hechot trefot, because they're going to shech. Right? The woman wants a piece of meat, she's got to be able to shech. So he says, so she can learn the shivim trefot, because you got to check for one of the lungs of the... She'll learn from the Gemara. The Tzichot Lehemi and Kabbalah, because they have to know, they're going to be a garment. Right? Now skip down to the next paragraph. מדברי הגאון הזה יכולים להסיק, וזה ברוח רבי מיהודה חסיד, אסמה, גרבו, השולחן ערוך, הרמה, אתה זו רבי יוסף, שהמוסר, הדינים השייכים לאישה, הוא אמונות הרב, that's the pillar of, the, of this opening, opening of this box, opening of this window. These are הלכות that we need, שעליו כל עניין, everything depends on it. והוא זר, he, the Renatins, expanded it, ואמר שאפילו מן התלמוד יכולות הנשים ללמוד את הדינים השייכים להם. They can learn those הלכות that apply to them. So that's why when the Chofetz Chaim wants to say women have a right to have, to learn ethics. So what does he learn? He says they'll learn the Masechet Avot. But wait a second. Masechet Avot is Torah Shabbat Peh. So he said it's not a problem. Because that's a dinim hashayachim v'isha. Okay, basifa shitkaima, puk hazima, this is again from this article by Meir Schwitz. Upuk hazima, shmira rabba gola, benachem mendel lando, basifa shitkaima, bekato, bechosh benachanav, shnat tasag, it's 1903. Okay? Just before World War I. Ali inyan hazza, about the women learning Torah. He says, hinini omer, ki azman doresh ni tano b'mavgia, the time requires us to demonstrate. ללמוד את הבנות, ללמוד שבאים הבנות ידיעת התורה כדי שעל ידי זה תבוא לקיום את זאת. We got to teach them Torah so they'll keep Torah. והרי אנו רואים לעינינו רפיון המצוות אצל אבל we see that the mitzvot getting weaker. Now, I have to understand something. We live in a society which is essentially only 30% true. We're dealing in Europe. The amount of frumkeit that the World War One, before World War One, the vast majority were frum. They weren't concerned, were concerned, the primary, were concerned about Klal Yisrael, but we're worried about our 30%. They were worried about Klal Yisrael. And as modernity, in the effect of the Haskalah and the secularization, the walls coming down, the communities opening up, and Jews moving to the cities and being uprooted from their families, the rabbis of the community are saying that it's taking its toll. That as Jews moved to Warsaw, they're not so frumming. They were frumming in the shtetl, but now they moved to the big cities, they're not so frumming. And the women are no even less. So he says, again, at the end of the third line, Kedei she'ayidei zekavon alakim mitzvot, if you teach them, they'll come to do mitzvot. והרי אנו רואים לעינינו רפיון המצוות אצל בנות. We see how the מצוות are weakened by the women. ביותר אצל בנות החרדים, it's worse by the חרדי women. לפי שאין להם מושג כלל מהיהדות. They don't know anything. You understand? The more modern Jews confronted modernity earlier, they set up some school system, certainly those who were under the Yeki influence of Simcha Lefala Hirsch, of the Hildesheimer, some of the bigger cities, the women were already beginning to get some education, basically. It wasn't, right? But that was, there was already the Mizrachistim, these were the Modernish, they did such strange things, right? But the Haredi women didn't get any of this. Vasher omer ha-to'ein medivne chazal, a new claim based on chazal. כל המלמד את ביטותו כאילו מלמד את תפלות. אני אומר שזה היה רק בימים מקדם. That's only in the olden times. שלא הייתה חכמה לשבת. Really a woman's knowledge expressed itself only in her weaving. ונצרו את דלתות ביתן ומהחיים החיצוניים לא ידעו ממש, מיד סגרו להם עם נפל. They were really cloistered. ולכן אמרו, therefore, they חזר said, based on the social reality of the time, כי לפי שנשים דתן קלות, והידי חכמה תיכנס בעמומיות, because the women are not intellectually trained, and therefore, they're a light-headed, and since they're not trained for such deep thinking, and when you teach them a little bit, he says, they'll become tricky, mafichachim melamda, torah kilo melamda tiflut, therefore you're teaching them, he found Rashi's of Shach, which means immorality, says, k'mo shepir osh Rashi, besotet ha-chaval ha-mubet, shemitochem mibina ha-mumiyut, vaset va-latsneha, she'll sing in a tricky fashion, with a fish of oksein shabakaf, the tiflut, mafichach, in tov shetomato, it's better, public parts is better not to teach them to, Anshah. These women are getting second education. They're not staying. They're learning all sorts of other things. The Haredi women were learning foreign languages too. They were reading literature. Okay? They couldn't read Chumash, but they could read, or maybe they read it, said they read in Yiddish. But many of them were not educated. They could read literature, right? But they weren't getting a Jewish education. אבל אתה שכל מיני טיפלות עצמא לא מבינים מהם, למה יגרל לי מהתורה ולמנחים? They're really learning טיפלות. So they shouldn't learn Torah. You weren't about Torah because the Kielo learned to do. So the real טיפלות, that they can learn. But the Kielo טיפלות, you're not going to teach it. ושפיר אמרתי, he says, and I said, that בזמננו זה שהוא עיקר גדול לקיום הדת בכללו. And because this is the key to keeping Judaism alive, mitzvah lelamdam Torah dehava hakol mamish mitzvah hatzricha lehem. Because this is what they need. Teaching Torah is what they need. Ve'od de'ineni omer kilam du me'imehem Torah lomad. I'm not chasmish on the same. They should learn like they learn in yeshivas. Kashay lomad du'im anar like they learn with the men. They have to say it's 1900, okay? Rak lodiyam inyanei ha-Torah ve'munah kishu בישראל, בדרך כלל גדל, מוסר, בדברי ישראל, וכבר לא teach them Jewish philosophy, Jewish ethics, Jewish law, Jewish תנ"ך, חומר, teach them basics, teach them something. ולבסוף נזכר שם, it's mentioned there, שעמדו למניין, והצעתו נתקבלה בדבר חינוך הבינלאומי, and his proposal was accepted. That's very nice, but other people will say that nothing happened. That nothing happened until several years later, Sir Schneider came along and started a school system, the Haredi people. And that's the key, Haredi. I mean, we think now Haredi, they were the majority, okay? The Modernish were the minority. Okay. Let's now see. Okay, so it was as we that's 1903. And Schneider is we saw it was 1920 sometime. Wait a second, what was Sir Schneider? Okay, probably I should have the dates. 1917? Where did you see that? Yeah, I understand that. Where's the... 1917, I see it, right. The poem is next to
it.
It was avant-garde, but she didn't... Let me say something.
But she got everybody...
But she didn't budge without the ability. And I think there was an article I just read recently that was published in the Jewish Observer, Don't Steal My Sarah Schneider. It was written by a Haredi woman, says all these feminists are going around, she says, claiming that Sarah Schneider was a feminist, she says, Nechte Gedolah. Sarah Schneider didn't budge without the Gedolah. She had all the Gedolah supporting her. No question. But the point is that they were ready for it. They saw. Chafetz Chaim's greatness was, first of all, his vision. Second of all, that he could swing it. He could really get the whole... He was one of the leading Talmid Chacham. He was also a leading And he was a Talmud Chacham and he was a Tzaddik. And even out from the Chafetz Chaim, lo yitachen. So once the Chafetz Chaim was on the bandwagon, and the other Gedolim fell in line, and we wouldn't wait for it, although the many who didn't. We're going to read another article from a Haredi. Haredi, and we'll see. But let's now, because it's always interesting to see from the Haredi point of view. Hey, you know. Page 159. Now we're going to read a tshuva. Okay, we're going to jump ahead a little bit. We're now in 19, reading a tshuva from Rav Sorotsky.
What page are we in?
We're in 159 in English, it's like 264 by the Maznaim of the Mishpat. He died, this is Rav Sorotsky, he was in Eretz Yisrael at the end of his life, and he was also, if I'm not mistaken, in Volozhin. Right? He learned in Volozhin, and he was one of the leaders in Judaism in Europe, and he came to Eretz Yisrael at the end of his day, and he died in 1966. Okay. Anyway, so Rav Sorotsky writes his father. But as you read it, you'll see that as we go along, everything is merely an extension of Chafetz Chaim, and everything is merely an extension of the idea, this is what the women need. And if this is what the women need, it's wonderful. That's the fulcrum of this whole thing. So let's read the Maznaim of Mishpat. And what's astounding is you'll see all these tshuvot are essentially so similar. Not halacha. But in analyzing what the society demands, what do the women need? What's needed to be from? Lo ki yamim arishonim hayamim machonim. Not like the early days or these later days. וימים הראשונים התנהגו בתי ישראל על פי השולחן ערוך, קודם כל יעקב היה בעשר שולחן ערוך. ואפשר היה ללמוד את כל התורה מן הניסיון, you could learn it numerically. וממילא לא היה צורך ללמד את בנות ישראל תורה מן הניסיון. You don't teach learn from books. אבל אתה, בעבודתנו הרבים, יש בתים אשר אין זכר בהם להרבה מצוות ולחוקי התורה. In many homes, there's no mention of the mitzvot, or the laws of the Torah. Ubat Yisrael Shabbat mehabatim ha'ela, a woman comes from such a house. Lilmod, the Bet Sefer Dati, and she comes to from school. Harei kim'at kinochrit Shabbat l'teyeh. It was almost like a straight, a non-Jewess who comes to convert. She knows nothing. Why are they in the community? But it was also true in America. It wasn't very different. I remember growing up in the 50s, when I was going to Yeshiva Ohr Moshe, and we had a lot of non-Frum kids, and their parents sent them there because they were from Europe, they wanted the kids to get a traditional background. Maybe after Bar Mitzvah, the high school they were going to go to Stuyvesant, to Polytech, they were going to get some more technical education. Their parents wanted that little background. But I visited their house, I did, I came from a house, my father was a bibliophile. The walls were
lined
with books, wall to wall. And that's why I got a heck hooked on books too. And I would go to people's homes. That's everything. I was always astounded how many people would come to my father's to borrow chumash. What did he borrow? Or buy it? What the heck is this business? Borrowing chumash and borrowing gemaras? I mean, to buy it. It's a lifetime investment. You're a Jew. This is what you should have now. I was always absolutely astounded. I mean, anyway. So he says these women came to the religious schools and says that they're high converts. They knew nothing. Shemin achrech v'lam de Torah. You have to teach them Torah. Kedei shetedak ederach shetelech ba v'tamaseh shetaseh. And learn the halacha what has to be done. V'matzinu. שגם בדור של חזקיהו למדו, זה אם אתה מתגייס בחזקיהו למדו תורה, וקשה איך למדו את הנשים תורה, ולפי דברים ומיכה, עד לתישור בתורה, זה כל מי סי, it's all right, שהייתה שהצליחה לך, כי המלך אחז, ביטל את העבודה וחתם את התורה, he nullified the עבודה, godly work then, he sealed the Torah. כמעט שנשתכחה תורה מישראל, ותורה זו עושה שלי פגן. הוא חזקיהו וחזקיה כן, ללמד דעת השם ותורה ומצוות לכל ישראל, ואפילו נשים תראו לזוות. That's why he said, everybody can learn Torah. וחיכינו לשם המסתיר פניו מבית יעקב, גם בדורת הכוחות זה, ובשעה שהחופשיים עושים מסי אחז, עלינו ללכת בעקבות חזקיהו. So in our topsy-turvy generation, when the chofshiyim, that's what we call them now, chilonim, right? Free, those of you that are freed from mitzvot, act as Achaz did to destroy Jewish tradition, we have to act like Chizkiyahu and teach everybody. V'chazek et Yisrael avim shebashamayim ha'ili libel ha'torah, bein ha'nashim, bein ha'nashim, bein ha'tinok, bein ha'tinok, everybody is going to learn Torah. Lo rak shemutal lelamnei Torah v'yilat shamayim ha'torah, אלא חיוב גמור יש בזה. ומצווה רבה, you hear the Chabetz Chaim coming right out, it's Vesorotsky, but he's just paraphrasing the Chabetz Chaim. And the problem is not getting better, it's getting worse. Okay? Because these are the Chabetz Chaim time, yet communities are reformed. As you move into the 50s and 60s, especially in Eretz Yisrael, he says, the Chidoni element is getting stronger and stronger. ומצו רבה לייסד בתי ספר לבנות ולשליש אמונה תאורה בליבן ידיע את התורה והמצווה. To teach them faith, to teach them practice. ולימוד תורה שבפה צריך להתיישב. When it comes to Torah שבפה זה, he says, you realize how dramatic that statement is. It's got to think twice about it. What's his problem? And the problem is that as far as he's an Euro-European rabbi, one of the leading scholars of the generation, right? On the one hand, he said, the Jewish tradition, that's forbidden, this is going to be radical. Even the Chofetz Chaim didn't say anything about learning Torah from Moshe. On the other hand, his gut tells him that that's what the women need. So he doesn't come out and say, oh, sir. So it's something like Hashem. Now, believe you me, for a rabbi of his stature to even say that has now opened the floodgates. He's willing to consider it. V'atosh v'chtav ain't shum pickbook. When it comes to Torah written, no question. But v'at v'dot v'chot z'ah, especially in this topsy-turvy generation. Rak v'tosh v'apeh b'yun v'pil pul avru kolamed v'evi Torah. He says, when it's a Torah, so he says, and even the Torah v'apeh that I'm worried about, that I'm concerned about, right, that's the Torah v'apeh with the pil pul, going into, learning with what they call the glove of finger. Right, to learn with the thumb. But, right, to learn Siddha, to learn Gemara, that's Allah the Maaseh. Gemara Brachas, Gemara Pesachim, parts of the Moed, and stuff like that, where it's Allah the Maaseh says, there's no question. Afilu Torah Shabbat Pem, Mutera, Tehet Yishan, Lomod, Torah Shabbat Pesh, you can certainly also learn, Amaskana, Achana, the base of mind, but no Kashir, but without the pluralistic discussion. Okay, that's right. So that's going to make this. Okay, now, not long after that, an animal appeared in Noam, also around the early 1970s, by Rav Ben Sion Fir. And this is probably the most quoted tshuva on women's education. Everybody quotes this tshuva because this opened the book almost completely. שאלה לרב בן ציון פיר ושליטה, אם טוב עושים עומדים בראש החינוך הדתי שמלמדים תורה שבכתב ותורה שבעל פה, לא בעל. אוקיי? It's stated one as a fact of clear. They're already teaching on the Torah. תשובה. יש מקום לשאול מה צריך ספר מצוות הגנה, אבל אני מצוין, אני חושב לי לבוא לתשובה, אז אני just select מצוות. ויש מקום לשאול מה צריך ספר מצוות גדול לומר, שאישה חייבת ללמוד הדינים השייכים לה. Why did the Sma have to teach me that women are obligated to learn the הלכות that are relevant to them? הלוא זה דבר המובן מאליו, it's obvious. כי אם לא תלמד, לא תדע לקיים את המצוות שהיא חייבת בהן. Because if she's not, if she doesn't learn them, she'll never know how to act. אם התורה ציפתה לאנשים מצוות, a woman, Torah commanded a woman to do a mitzvah. Harei ze kilo chiva otam gam lomod et yidiyat ha mitzvah to this. As if the Torah commanded them to learn the halachot that they're obligated to do. Now, Remember this, because Lubavitcher Rebbe is going to run with this idea. But Ben Zion Fuhrer is making the point that if Torah commands you to do a mitzvah, it inherently is commanding you to learn the Torah that's linked with that mitzvah. The very fundamental. The question is, what is the nature of that Torah? Is that limud Torah? Am I being obligated to learn Torah? Am I obligated to do? I can't do without learning. Lubavitcher Rebbe is in one of the, I don't know if it's going to be in the Tshuva we read, but you'll see that he wants to say that there's an inheritance or limud Torah that knows mitzvahs itself. But let's not go on. I don't want to go straight up. הרי זה כאילו חיווה אותם גם ללמוד את ידיעות המצוות האלה. סקנד מיין. אבל נראה שהסמד מדבר לא רק לידיעת הצורה של המצוות המעשיות של השינכויות בהן. The smad is not talking just about how to do the mitzvah, אלא גם הלימוד העיוני להשתלשלות הדינים לפרטיהם. When the smad comes along and emphasizes that women have to learn that mitzvah that they're obligated to do, it's just not the bottom line, says Rav Ben Zion Fuhrer. Because if it was just the bottom line, then he didn't have to tell me that. That's obvious. Can't keep Shabbos without knowing that. If the smach says women are obligated to learn the halakha related to that mitzvah, what he's saying is that they have to learn it deeply. Yishtashlut ha-dinim ha-pratayim, and the origin of the halakha, deeply. ודבר זה צריך מקור להתיר ואם לימוד התורה אסור להם. And this would need some specific actor if learning Torah is forbidden to them. So when the smart one had said this, I want you to know it's perfectly okay. Don't think that there's a problem with this. This is perfectly okay. Continues Ben Zion Fuhrer. אם בדורות חכמי החולים, היה לימוד התורה על ידי נשים, שכרו יוצא בסדו. If in the time of the Talmud, the scholars of Talmud felt that a woman learning Torah was essentially your credits are lost to the debtors, which means that public policy said, on one end it's good to learn Torah, on the other end it's not good, a public policy decision. In the later generations, any negative downside that might be in women learning Torah that we might suggest, he says, is way swamped out by all the benefits. This is for two reasons. Hayom, in the Shila in Tumah, oh, gam Torah lo Tumah. The question is not, yes, learn Torah, and not learn Torah. Hayom, the Shila in Tumah habat Torah, or shel Tumah dvarim acherim she'ein Hashem. Because now you're going to put it. She's an intellectual being as well. She wants her international satisfaction. How are you going to feed her it? Are you going to feed her? It's not a question, teach her Torah, not teach her. The question is, teach her Torah, teach her secular study. Now, in the Haredi world, as we're going to see from the Bells of Diet, what they were doing, they weren't teaching the Torah, but they were teaching them secular study. So he says, that's the reality of the question. The question at the time of the Gemara was, teach a Torah or don't teach a Torah? She said, do we do that? Right? Okay. Hayom, what?
Because
it was Kishuv. Because that was Alamonia. He could not teach me. The whole world was
there. They don't get there.
They don't get there. Schools, or they don't get there. Tutors, they don't learn it. So, as anybody's going to say, he's going to say it. So, what did they do? They taught them Kiflis, and they didn't teach them Kiflis. Right? היום אין השאלה אם תלמד בת תורה או גם תורה לא תלמד. זאת אומרת שיש תורה לא תלמד. היום השאלה אם תלמד בת תורה או שתלמד דברים אחרים שאינם של תורה. Kibumus ha-redifah, le'etz ha-dat, ha-chazak b'chol b'nei adam. The search for knowledge has grasped. Okay, this bumus is ravenous hunger. This ravenous hunger for knowledge has affected everyone. Ka'anashim ka'anashim, men, women. Umiyo isha sheyakum bi'atzol zerum ha-dizah. Who's going to stop this flood of this search for knowledge? Rabbi Yehuda omer, kam lamed b'rita Torah, melam ketiflu. Ba'an marav osifat ha-lira ki'ilu. It says if. It's chasish on tzadik. הבת בימינו, אם היא לומדת תורה, הרי היא לומדת במקום זה תפלות ממש. וברור שאם יש לנו לבחור בין התפלות ממש ובין כאילו מלמד התפלות, יש לבחור משני. Much preferred to be able to say. חשש בתפלות, then something that's really different. בדורותינו החיוב של לימוד התורה על ידי אנשים עולה בהרבה על השלילה. The benefits way outweigh the negatives. כי במקום אמונה זכה צרופה שמקנה המאור שבתורה לבנתיה, מעליתים את הבת בכל מיני אמונות תפלות של תפלות, ודעות כזבות בעזרת הספר החילוני שאין יש אותו. Because instead, you don't teach a Torah, so she's going to learn Jewish faith and philosophy and ethics, she's going to learn what the secular system will want her to learn. בספר לימוד של תורה דוחה הרבה ספרים של לימוד תפלות המתחיינו. Learning from a text will strengthen her against all the other tiflut that she might be learning. Bein in hadavar l'ruchinu olam, whether we like it or not, udai shet makom ha-melamed yashan. Those are the facts. It says, it may be the Jewish tradition wasn't terribly excited about the prospect, but those are the facts. We don't have it. When it comes to the grade school education, our teachers are women. מורה זה המוסרת את התורה לידי הבנים והבנות שבבית הספר יסודי. Those the women, the women are going to teach our children. ואם לא נלמד את הבת תורה בבית הספר, הרי שהמורה החופשית תירש מקומה של מורה דתית. We don't produce educated women, he says, what we're going to have is uneducated women or educated secular women teaching. והיא תמסור לבנים בבית הספר היסודי את התורה מזויפת בתוכה. She's going to teach her view of Torah. זאת ועוד, לימוד התורה לשם ידיעה בלבד הוא שעשו חכמים ולא לימוד התורה לשם קיום המצווה. He says, what the rabbis may have prohibited is simple knowledge of just to know. But for the purpose of acting, he says, the Chazal never forgot. כי ידיעה שהמעשה תלוי בהכרחיתי וגם מוציאה, because if that's what she needs to know, that's perfectly permitted. אם כן היום שהמורה היא שמחנית ידיעות התורה בבית הספר גם לבנים. After all, it's the female teacher is going to be teaching her boys as well. הרי שבדיעתה תלוי קיומן של המצוות של עד ידי הבנים. He says, even if you want to be just male-oriented, he says, right? Who's going to teach the male? Not the female teachers. So we gotta teach our females so they can teach. Ubermela Shikaladinim Shavim et Slakel. So everything's equivalent for it. Bainela Shishaikin Makisha, Bainela Shishaikin Makabogalapanin. She's gotta know everything, whether it applies to her doesn't apply to her, because she's gotta teach it. Zel Kinina Shikul Datan Shigudomea Torah Peshmea Dorot Akhunim. שהתייחסו בחיוב ללימוד התורה לבנות, לא רק תורה שבכתב, אלא גם תורה שבפה, כמו משנה דינים מאוד. הלוואי ותלמד מכל בנות ישראל תורה, ולא יהיו ליבותיהם פתוחים לתפלות של דור תורה. Again, the way it presented is, now he presents it on based on two thoughts. One thing, what the woman herself is. She's having it, she needs everything. Woman now can't be fooled without having everything. He says, Torah Shabbatah, Torah Shabbatah. He doesn't go into ideas in which he should sit with his letters learning about the count, you know, about torts and damages. He doesn't say that, okay? He's not interested yet in producing a problem. But he is interested in having her open up the things that are relevant to life, that she needs as a Jewish woman. And he says, what's more, says the facts are that Judaism rides on her knowledge. Right? Klal Yisrael needs her to know more because she is the link in tradition. It's no longer the male Malamed who's the link in tradition who teaches the next generation. It's the woman who teaches the next generation. She's got to teach everything. She's got to know everything. So he bases it on a, again, simply based on a need to know basis. The doors are open. Now we have the tshuva from Mikvah Mayim from Mishash. Let's make sure. The back here is short biographies of all the authors. Moshe Malka, who is the chief rabbi of Svari, chief rabbi of Petroli. Okay? What is Rabbi Malka? Right, page 162. And in the 260. What is Rabbi 162? In the Hanashim Kho Khalik Gadol Baruch HaChayim. This is women take an active part in all facets of Chodvot HaMamakeya, Chachmot HaKitzoniyot. They delve into the knowledges, the external knowledges. That means really all the academic knowledge. They fill the universities. They, you know, run offices and are businesswomen. They run the country. This is certainly what the Elezer is under. Such conditions would never forbid such women from entering Torah Shabbat. כדי שתדע להיזהר ולשמוע כל חוקי התורה הקשורים בכל הליכותיה ובעבודתה. So the woman will know how to be prepared both practically and intellectually for all the challenges of the outside world. ולא זו בלבד, אלא מותר עלינו חיוב ללמדה על העתיד, על איתה כל מה שאפשר, על איתה תקשור, everything is possible. אולי המאור שבה, because maybe the light in her, yachzirena lemutav, will keep her, will return to good, but tishamesh la tablin leyitzva hara v'kashet, and will serve as an antidote, good, antidote, it says in English, an antidote to her, your evil inclination. Okay? So, he essentially is something to learn. That's what people need. Just as men need fortitude against the what's going on in secular society, but maybe the same way. So whatever she needs, she wants to learn Torah. Okay, whatever she wants to learn. That's what she needs. That's what her Hashkana Shabbat Torah. That's what she needs. Okay. Now, I'd like to, I don't want you to get the feeling that every belief is something. Verse number 12. Source number 12 is Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked about teaching women Mishnah. He named it Dvar Shenimtzu, but they said for the Yeladot or the Na'avot, Shenikru B'Shem Beit Yaakov. הוא קדום, שרוצים ההנהלה והמורים ללמוד עמהם משניות. אם הוא אומר משניות. הנה הרמב״ם פרק ארבע מהלוך אותם לתורה, הלוך לבדימו פסק רבי אליעזר בסוף הדרכוף ובארץ, שאין ללמד לבנות תורה, אך הוא מחבק שכאילו מלמד הטיפנות, הוא בתורה, when we say it's טיפנות, זה אומר בתורה שבעל פה, זה אומר בתורה שווה. תורה שבכתב, אין לכל למד טיפנות, אך מלכתחילה גם אין ללמד. הקופנים, משניות, שהוא תורה שבעובד, ציבו חכמים שלא ילמדו, והוא כאילו לדן תפלו. לכן, צריך למונם יתבדלת המון ומרי משניות, ורק פרקי אבות, משום שהוא ענייני מוסר והנהגות טובות, בגלל זה אפקס ופרופר אקשן, יש ללמדם בהסבר לאורם למה את התורה, to bring them to love of Torah, ולמידות טובות, and to good action, and we're going to do it the traits, לא שאר מסכתות, ומתוך הפשיטות הקצר, and because it's so partial, It's not. Part of the Mishnah. This is true, I don't have the data of this true. Most of the, as you can see, the majority of the posting, at least in the, even in the Haredi world, when we look at Sefer Devarim, this is from a book called Echot Rabbeinu, which writes about the actions of Rav Kinevsky. Rav Kinevsky was called Stipler Rav. He was considered the spiritual inheritor of the Chazon Ish. And he was, you know, clearly the leaders of the Bnei Brak community. Okay, so let's see what he says. Tammuz Tavshin Yurchek, this is 1958. Sha'atid Moriva Rabbi, right? I think this is the one who wrote this is Rabbi Avram Horowitz. So he says, I asked my teacher, Kinevsky, אם בעל מותר ללמד את אשתו המורה משניות, תורה שבאפה, לצורך בחינות ממשלתיות. And he teach her, כשהיא taking the exams, and he teach her the משניות, and the תורה שבאפה, it's not needed for the exams. והשיב לי, כתוב רק המלמד את ביתו, כי היא למלמד. וכן, ובמיוחד, במיוחד בצור פרנסה, שמות על החסקים. Certainly, if she needs it for a job, it's perfectly worth it. וכן עניין ביתו, as far as his daughter is concerned, אמר מה רב נורי ורבי, אם לא ילמדו את תורה בזמננו, אבי תיכוס תווה. You don't teach a woman Torah so that you really teach it. That's it. Teaching your Torah is maybe tiffle. You don't teach a Torah, that's definitely tiffle. Right? כי תגרה ספרים חיצוניים שמריד סטרונות, ומיד יש לה שמיד עד סבירוצ'ר, שבזמננו מדברים על דבר פרוץ, לכן מותר להסיקה בפי עצר בקודש של למדה הדבר. Let's teach you, get her involved in reading Torah books and to teach you. Okay? אמר המגיע, מורי ורבי מתכוון מסתם לדבר עם מורן החבוץ חיים, נכת צריך בקדוש שלו בפנחה, ונכת אל החבושים. נקסט. ובשנים שכב כך, שוב אמר לי מורי ורבי, שבנוגע ללמוד בנות משניות וכדומה, או לא במה, שאין איסור היום בזמן, there's no problem now, זה כלום לי איזה משהו פיישטיין, ועד הרבה מצווה ללמדה, כדי שלא יליטו עצמם בדברי כתיבה וכדומה שהרחוב מלא בהם. So he says, definitely teach him משניה. Next paragraph. פעם שאל אדון רב חיים קניבסקי, that's the son of the Rebbe Kinevsky, את מרן החזון איש, היות ואחותה ביקשה ממנו שילמד עימה איזו סוגיה בגמרא, אם מותר, ואמר מרן, back to crying kind of spot you know, she wants to know something a particular thing like Gemara in the church so the Chazon Ish wasn't that normal woman then Gemara went up to this turn the page okay this comes from a Torah journal called Or Yisrael this is a Torah journal that had a symposium on the issue of women learning Torah this is a Haredi Torah journal I want you to get the wrong idea. Okay? And they had several different opinions expressed, some negative, some and because I simply quote the source material that you all know. And several that were positive. One of the most astounding ones, which is an outstanding, an absolutely beautifully written tshuva. Written by Rav Shlomo Cohen Gross, who's the Bells of Dayan. The Dayan from Bells. And the Bells of Hasidim community. And we're going to read his introduction, and then he has a digest of the answers. We'll go through the digest. But he takes this very seriously. Now, I presented a Kalamani, Vita Torah, Gilu Malamda. There's a public policy decision. That's how I dress. I think that's the best way to learn it. He learns it in Takana Chazal, the real Takana Drabana. And he takes it from that perspective, and then he goes on to show that it's no longer relevant, and we'll see the reason, very briefly, the reasons why he said. But his introduction, written from a Haredi perspective, is fascinating. Jehu, no, he says. The Ad Mochemet Olam Rishona, until the First World War, Hayadahut Pachot Kutzot Yisrael, Shabonon Yeshu Beveitam Eitzel Imam Tachat Chesetam Shalom, she sat in the parents' house. ולא היה מצוי כלל בבתי ספר לבנות, לא יודעו לא סכור. אף עמדו קצת, אחד או שתיים, מה? אריסה פרשס. רק למדו קצת על הפרט, ולפלל קצת, ולפלל, וקצת הלכות, ונגוד מהוריהם, או איזה מנה. פרט טיצ'רס, או מהילד, או מלאבת, או מלאבת, או מלאבת, או מלאבת, או מלאבת, או מלאבת, יש. We know that the Jewish women, as a general rule, were far more literate than the world women were. Random and rough, on the Maharam Rukhman, after the First World War, Shadal Yarat Ma'im, Shalafim Uvavavot, Na'arim Na'arot Yisrael, Hedalderu Achmanatzan Berukhman. And you have to read what's going on with the communist revolution, what's going on. It is that people are pouring out of the yeshivas, join the revolution, pouring out to join all the radical movements. That society is really, from the view of those living at the time, writing the Bible, it's all the pieces, all the lies, there's no way anything can stop it. You get that feeling when you read Tivya Tevye, you know, you read the story of the Pilgrim Roof, and you see this poor building coming this way because of Torah. It's a Hollywood presentation, but it gives you the feeling of what's going on. It gives you the feeling that society is breaking up. Amar Lacha Melchamak Shaddai Yerat Tlayim Shalachim Urbavod Narim Unavod Yisrael Yidamderu Rachman Otsab Omkhul Nid'oruhu Kama Askenim Va'anshei Tzibur Numanigim. So many of the leaders and the communal leaders and the religious leaders got together, the Aset Batei Sefer LeBanot, the Kabet Petocham Benot Yisrael, set up schools for the girls to bring the daughters there in. For the Chanchan Lamdav LaAdricham B'Dachei Torah Yishim Torah and Jewish way of life. Ula Halitam, to stop them, Bashkafot Torah with pure views, V'nitmichu Ha'idei Kama Gedolim V'Manigei Torah. They were supported by some of the leadership, and the question was, there was still resistance. Not all the leadership was behind it. Shema yu betoch anyanim, ve'en vino eitev et amatzav adon, and still was going on. Ve'hu v'zat tzorach gadol v'atzorat adon, so that the generation be saved there. Hagam shebedina asur l'mod im banot, that it can mamma people. Even though on the books, it seems to say that it was teaching them to flute. Yikomakom v'zmanim ha'kashim sh'adol yirat tlayim, אין שום דרך ומבוא לצוותו, there's no way to save the generation. אלא ידי שיסיקו אותם ימלאו את ראשיהם עם הלימודים to fill their head with these studies. לכן זרזו וחזקו את הרעיון הזה ואז יסדו בתי חינוך לבנות ונתחנכו שם אלפי בנות מישראל אתם את הקודש ולמדו הרבה לימודים בתורה. And they learned a lot of Torah. ורעיון זה כבר כתב החפץ חיים עוד לפני המלחמה הראשונה, בספר דקותי הלכות, המסכת סוטה, נסבוק על מסכת סוטה. אוקיי? And we saw the חמצה מיות בסיגן, let's skip the next paragraph. We saw all this. Let's skip. ויותר, אוקיי, מובא במכתבים ומאמרים, more is brought by, in other letters of the חפץ חיים, skip it over there either, let's skip down. This is the same idea, okay? Skip down to the next paragraph. Ella, you got with me? Yeah, unless, okay, Ella, the imkol ze. Okay, Ella, the imkol ze, adayin haya azit nagdut gadol. He says, don't think just because the Chafetz Chaim came along and they got the ball rolling with the begatten schools that there was an objection. The az hayat nagdut gadol me'alek tzadikim u'manigei u'gdolei hadol. הן על עצם ייסוד בתי חינוך לבנות, against the re-establishment, כי ראו בזה שינוי בדרכי חינוך, it was radical change from what had been done all these, ונתגדלו הפרי מורשת אבות, וישבו בבית פנימה כבקרה כאן. But normal as an appropriate for the daughter of a king. וחששו מחדשות כמו תמיד, and they were afraid, as always, from new things. ובחושק ללמדם תורה שאסרה חזל, ונפסק בשכנות, כתב לי כאן למדם תפלות, and so it's against the tradition that had been passed down. אבל מחר מלחמת העולם השנייה, but after the second world war, שנשארו משפחות ישראל אחד בעיר, that there was one family from a city, ושניים במשפחה, when the second, that second count of fourth line, and the fourth line, ושניים במשפחה, רוב רובם יתומים ויתומות, they were orphans, עירום ועריה נקד, בלי תורה ובלי מורשת אבות, with no Torah, with no tradition, right? ובנו להם בתים מבלי חינוך אב. They built their houses without any parental teaching. חינוך אב ואם, ובבלי הדרכת הורים ומורים. ובכלל נשתנס, the whole life of the world has changed. בחרדים לדבר השם נדמדו, and the חרדים are now a small number. Instead of being 80% of the population, they're now down to 20% of the population, 50% of the population. וכל הרחובות והיערות היו מרשבות בין רוח חומני. And the spirit on the street is not a Jewish spirit, but a secular spirit. ונשפשתה קריאת הצייטונגים והרדיו, the reading of the newspapers, and listening to the radio is spread. ולהיות יראי וחרי לדבר השם היה ניסיון גדול מאוד, וחרי, ויפרום, he says, was a tremendous ניסיון, בחושך מנסים, in all areas of the community. ובשום אופן אי אפשר היה להחזיר אותה דבר ישו. There's no way of returning in that situation to the way it was. ולהמשיך בחינוך הבנות כאן, to teach the girls and boys. על כן ראו כל גדול הדור והסכניה, all the leadership in after the World War II saw that אלו שהיו לפני המלחמה נגד יסודה בדי החינוך לבנות. אותם הגדולים הצדיקים עצמם ראו והסכימו שאין מנוס רק לייסד מוסדות חינוך לבנות. There was no option, you had to start schools for girls. והם עצמם יסדו בבית חינוך. So those before World War II, I had objected to establishing education who saw that after World War II there was no choice. אלא שהם קבעו דרכי הלימוד שיהיה מתאים על פי הלכה, כדאי תפתים. But they made sure that they, what they thought it would be, what they thought was the proper way. שלא ללמדם דברים עשו להם ללמוד. That's the teacher thing that they thought was the right. אמנם לאחר עשרות שנים, after 10, another decade, שינו רוב מוסדות החינוך, גם מהחסידים המנדקניקים, והוסיפו לימודים חדשים אשר לא למדו עתה. Now they're learning things they didn't learn before. Means, what is he saying here? They didn't learn from Mishnayis, they didn't learn from Shemidek. They're beginning to learn much more sophisticated stuff, right? ואפילו לימודים שהחזיקו מאז באיסור, התחילו לדוח, and even the things they felt were us or so, In the 50s, it says maybe they started the schools and weren't teaching in the Chumash, maybe the Wolf Rashi. And now they're learning from the Shrash and Ban, or the Drashim, or the Mishnayis, or the Halacha, and the Death. Vassil Zot, what they do? Mishum Shavol HaManigim HaMachachim Tzot Gadol B'davar, Ayidei Kama Udod Im Imot U'masim Megunim Shiyeru B'chama Mibatei Chinuch HaChalitiyot. Because of the things that happened. They saw that they didn't teach it, they couldn't educate the girls, the women. Shaidei shalom malu et rosham b'limudim day ma'aminim, because they didn't teach them something that was intellectually challenging. Right? Davar ze garam lam shikanes b'rosham u'b'libam ruach merachov ashkavanu davar. So they didn't fill their head with Torah, they thought on how to do sex with other stuff. Ashabem em nidar d'ruach b'rosham, and they were attracted to the outside. They went to it. Because they felt the Torah studies was boring. It wasn't challenging. ומשום כך, כן החליטו שכדי לחנך את גדולות ישראל עד שיגדילו להיות מבנות ישראל הכשרות, נוכחים ללמדם לימודי תורה, מעוניינים, מי שמעניינים יותר מכפי הצורך, ולמלות את זמנם,
מאוד זמנם, בתורה ויראת שמיים, שלא יהיה מקום וזמן ורצון לקנות את ליבם לעולם. So they won't be interested in that. Full of the Torah, let them be excited about Torah. They won't read all these romance novels and all this shtuyot, which will fill their heads.
That's stupid.
Then he quotes Rav Chaim Kineski, which we saw. Okay, skip down to that, to the last paragraph on the first column on that side. V'chein shemati. V'chein shemati sh'neshalu gonim v'tzadikim hayitachein shem lamdim t'orah l'benot v'havi k'malam d'tiflut. It's speaking d'tiflut. So what do they respond? V'eshiva t'tiflut yesh lo v'achom v'aydei li'ud ha'torah anu mutzi'im mehem ha'tiflut. וגם שהרבה גדולי הדור בדור שלפנינו אמרו אחר, even though scholars of the previous generation were against it, הלא הם בדורם אמרו, בדורנו אמרו, הלא הם בדורם אמרו, they said about their generation, וגדולי דורנו בדורנו אומרים, וזה ברור שאין לדמות דור אחד לשני, ובפרט בדורותינו שנתווספו ונתרבו כל מיני כלים משליטים, כמו הווידאו, שמראה קלפיו הקשרים, the video which shows its clean claws, כאילו אין מסתכלים רק בתמונות שירות, as if they only look at the kosher bit. וידי זה כבר נצדו ונתקבלו אלפי נערי בנות ישראל על כל הסתם. ומי מדבר מאנשים פשוטים שלדעבוננו, we're talking about probies, he said, but about the average person, he says, אין הם שומרים בביתם שלא להכניס עיתונות, אפילו מגזינים מכל המינים, ועוד נוסף על זה רדיו, וידאו וטלוויזיה פחות או יותר. בכל בתים אלו הדבר פשוט שאי לה שילמדו את בנותיהם תורה, בוודאי שבנותיהם יתלו חס ושלום בדרשה. אלא אפילו הבתים שאין ירוד כל כך, שאין מבין בבתיהם כל הדברים הטמאים האלו, אם אתה לא עושה, זה לא מבין רוב, איזה אנסה, אני לא עושה. אבל אם כל זה אינם מקפידים, מדפקים על עצמם, וגם על זמן שלא יכלו לשכנים או כדומה, because you can't pretend here, and you can't go next door. And all around you, he says, have these outside influences. Okay? או כדומה לראות את דברים אלו, וידי זה הסכנה מרחפת מאוד על כל אלו, ואילה ולימוד התורה שמלמדים להבנות ומטילים עליהם עול על הלימודים, שדבר בדוק ומנוסה שזה מונע אותם לפעול אלו הנחשבות. If they're busy learning Torah, they want to have time to watch television. וכמה אלפים ורבבות בנות ישראל התחנכו בחינוך מלא ירי שמיים רק על ידי בתי חינוך הרציזה. זה סתם from girls and educated in the school, והבנות האלו עולות פי כמה מכל מעלות מנימון הנר, far superior to their mothers, who didn't need to be educated. וזה הכל אך ורק מחמת שהבתי חינוך פתמו אותם בשטוטן ולימודים בתורה ולהירת שמיים ובחינות קשות, ועפות אותם, זה גזיר, זה ויקן להם, שלא נשאר להם זמן ופנאי לפנות לעבדים ולתפלות המלאות מבית. I don't know if you appreciate, this is a real, this is, we're talking about deep charedi, right? That's really where it's going on sociologically. They're trying to fight the influences. And they realize that they don't give their daughters intellectual stimulation that is, you know, that is as toxic as what the men are getting, he says, they're not going to succeed in keeping them from. So don't talk to me about Kaila, I'm fighting Kaila. And the only way, he gives it, he says, if you're going to say it to me, he says, this is, you're teaching him, he's teaching Torah, I teach a girl, he says this about it, so I'll give you a question. One shouldn't take anybody else. It's not good for people. The healthy person can carry it. But if you're sick, on air, you give an antibiotic, you give him 10 days. Right? He says, because imagine the situation. In a healthy, normal society, where the women learned everything they needed, it's a terrible thing, like antibiotics. He says, it's not good for you if you're healthy. He says, you're not healthy. We're not dealing with the health of society. He says, it's a chiyuv to give them antibiotics. They give them a big dose of antibiotics, so they come out healthy. Right? And the benefits outweigh the detriments. Okay, I think we'll stop here. I just want to, just before we go, in the Taktir of the Tshuva, which is followed, let me just sort of mention very briefly some of the points that he makes. Again, I tell you, he learned it as a Takana. But he says, and he finds, he gives you five fundamental reasons why, even if it's a real Takana, it's not nothing that you call it on it, you can tell it, it's not nothing. He says, because it's a Takana, whose reason we know. Okay? So, Chazal, you know, assuming that this is a real rabbinic descent, how do you set aside a drabbana? The answer is, there are rules of when you can set aside a drabbana when the reason is no longer valid. And he says, it was clear from the get-go that Chazal were telling us the reason why they're debating this takana. And when the takana is not, therefore he says, he quotes all sorts of sources that when there's a takana de rabbanan, and it's no, the takana is no longer valid, the reason is no longer valid, but the takana says something. He says, assuming this is a real takana, not just about the palace. A real takana says, we know the problem is different, the purple is not relevant. He says, second of all, he says, the Chazal were worried that we're talking about an assistant, but they weren't talking about education. They didn't have tried and tested educational techniques. We'll teach the girls Torah through tried and tested techniques, and they won't get. Not mothers, untrained mothers and fathers are teaching their daughters. This Torah message is where an educated teacher is going to be teaching with tested curricula. Now under that situation, there's nothing to worry about. Again, the reason is no longer valid, and therefore it can be set aside. And he has a variety of other arguments, but that's essentially what he's saying. He says, we'll teach them. We'll teach them properly, so it won't be difficult. And of course, the last example is that it's been worked fine, a thousands of women. Right? So, it obviously, what we said is that that's it. Okay, the only, yes?
Not to, I mean, to answer nothing just right now, but the more you get into this, the more bothered you have about the modern, the religious guidance school system in Israel, how the mind comes. Now, I mean, I've did some things that are done in school in terms of what they do and don't teach school. It's more Haredi than the Haredi. Do you have any,
My daughter, Michal, is going to school. They had a chul for Gemara. They didn't teach the girls Gemara. The women girls. They did teach them Mishnah. They did teach them Torah about that. They were learning I was impressed at an extremely high level. I must tell you, my daughter is learning Mishnah at Sphira, just like my experience with Sphira, on an extremely high level. I learned Tosfos beyond that, and I was really impressed.
But even at the elementary school?
Yes.
I won't tell you that's
how
I
did.
Keep
that down,
the girls already have less
habits of school. That's not. It's not a question. It's not a question of what you teach them. Alright? It's not a question of what you teach them. Next week I want to read you another tshuva from Yaakov Kamenetsky. I want you to see what their attitude towards this. The answer is, teach them what you want. Don't teach them Gemara, it's a waste of time. Give them...
Don't let it go home an hour.
No, that's right. Don't let it... It's not a question of... teach them. So I said, you don't want to teach the girls Gemara? Fine, sit down and teach them Shulchanera. Women should learn Hebrews, Tanuvas, and Basmakala, and Shach and Taz, and what can they learn? It's the same look. What's the problem? So you know what the answer is going to be? Now, don't laugh. I mean, you may be laughing, sort of, that's one of the fears. The other fear is that there was a very famous one of the Rami said, I mentioned this before, in the good old days a girl would bring her, she would go with a guy and she'd be right there and she'd bring him home and her father would be like, I have it, the best thing is he's okay. He said, that doesn't happen.
What was the other thing that you...
Also the brilliant ideas Russell's there. But said to her, don't you feel funny that I'm the only girl in the school in the world? And she said, no, you're the girl at the bottom of the She didn't feel that there's this social pressure thing. Why should I be different? Why what am I doing? And
it's
social
pressure.
Maybe they think they know. I think that there's a problem, and this is something you have to be careful about. One of the things I have on the agenda for the read is an article by Robert Lichtenstein. I'm going to read a whole article about education. I think it's a fascinating article. And then there's a small part of an article from a long part of Rav Amital. And one of the points Rav Amital makes is that I think that as parents, we want the best for our daughters. You have to be careful not to push them too much in the wrong way either. Look, I think there's a fundamental problem that we don't have as many options available for our sons. We have sons who don't know anything about, you know? I quote because he talks about it himself all the time. Leo Beer. You come into shul, Leo Beer, in during shul, is reading all the time, is reading Jewish books. In philosophy, not philosophy, and medrash all the time. And he gives us auras, you know, all the time. I said, what's going on? He says, well, I went to TI because weeks are too much to run. He says, I was getting too much for more weeks too. And they never gave me this stuff. And he says, I just love it. I said, well, when I was in college, I had this option of learning Jewish philosophy and Jewish history and medrash. It's beautiful. It's incredible. I never was aware. It's only now, I'm in my 50s, I'm starting in my 40s, I said, now I discovered it. I said, I just got all this stuff up. I think we don't offer our sons because we want it. We're geared to creating the ability. That's how the education system in many ways. You push your son to be trying to push him to get over the top. And it's the failures who become the regular Balabhata, right? And it's the only the hand few who come to get over the top. Is that good for class or bad for class? That educational approach. I don't know. Some people claim that in high school very often they shtuk them with information. Because on the contrary, they feel they only had it through high school and they still do it. I don't know, I think there's a tremendous crisis going on in the Yeshiva high school because they haven't captured the imagination. What was good in the 50s and 60s and 70s is certainly not going to be in the 90s. The educational techniques have to be rejuvenated. So, I think we have to be careful about pushing our girls also in the sort of same stunts. So that, you know, you don't want what's called masculine feminism. What's masculine feminism? I should do that. But you want to create women in the image of men. That you're subject. How does the feminism express itself? As masculine. We're going to make our women into men. How does he treat the men through that so well? So why should you become the woman into men? Right? And I think that if you think about more creative techniques, I'm not so sure we should push our girls into Gemara unless they want Gemara. We should expose them to it, let them see it. If they're turned on by Gemara, they can teach different types of Gemara. There's Gemara that's on Lachan Amasa. No, Gemara Brachot, and there's Gemara Masa Sachim, and certain things. They teach that that's that type of Gemara. And then there's the Gemara with the Bava Kama, with the Thumb, with the Svaras, and the Kilukim. You know, then you can get into all sorts of Svaras. Each woman, each person, now be that go. And I think we have to be sensitive to that too. It's not. As you get past high school, the women are already older, more mature, they can choose for themselves. What type of thrust they want, and the girls pretty much know what each school is. But in high school, where we're sort of forced to be, we have to give our kids a options too. And part of the problem is that a parent looking at his son says, I really want him to be a Talmud Chacham. Right? What does the parent say? Now, unfortunately, I know several extremely real chachamim, but a very hard time getting a shul. Personally, they had a time because there weren't that many boys who were the matches. And men have this ego. You know, they gotta be in charge. And they're probably willing to let themselves be the business and she can be the astrophysicist. That's what comes somehow. In the Torah realm, to have a woman know more than she does. And he does, it's still a little problem of a problem. Maybe he's the host of a tshuva, but that's all right because he can get away with it. Because his hands are right, she made me from, I don't know. We have a lot of baggage to work out in this area. And I was just close because it's really very late. In Cleveland, they have a design called the Gush Boys come. One of the Gush Kolos one year was Rabbi Hefter. I was there at a bat mitzvah. I said, tell me, this is Torah business. Good for the Jews or bad for the Jews? He says, I don't know. I know it is for the Jews. It is for the Jews. It's for the Jews. That's the reality. We're our antitope. And the question is, now that we have the reality, how are we going to do it? I think we'll have to work at this in a real while before we know where it goes. So far, I'm pretty pleased with it. Okay? It's going to take a while. You have to be patient. But certainly, if not at the high school level, so at a post-high school level, there's many more options.
There's a lot more options
than
high school. It's tough with a lot of kids to get turned off by the high school level and then get to the post-high school level where they can be turned on a lot better and a lot more focused.
In this whole turmoil,